A FedEx cargo jet that rolled out of the factory 33 years ago made its final flight yesterday to the Buffalo Airport. It's the 59th plane FedEx has retired and donated to first responders, museums, and technical schools across the country, according to managing partner David Sutton, who said the gift symbolizes the community spirit of FedEx and its employees.
Now, that spirit is one of sharing and giving back where we can in all the communities, large and small, where we live and work.
The Boeing 727 will be stripped of its logos and instruments and converted into a training aircraft for the airport's 35 firefighters, mutual aid companies, and law enforcement. Buffalo Airport Rescue and Firefighting Chief Chris Putney says just knowing how to open doors will be invaluable.
There's four different kinds of doors on the left side of that airplane. When I seen that, I smiled and I was like, wow, look, there's four different kinds of doors. So everybody who comes in now for training is going to get those four doors and how to open them and how to get in. So if we have a low impact kind of incident off the airport or on the airport, everyone's going to be able to utilize that.
Putney said he expects outside agencies will be training on the aircraft 2 to 3 times a week. Erie County Commissioner of Emergency Services Dan Nevera says it will be a tremendous tool for local volunteer firefighters who would provide mutual aid during an emergency.
It's a whole different training dynamic from a working structure fire in a home or a mobile home or a business. So it'll be a real learning curve, and it'll assist in the event, God forbid, we ever had some incident here on the property or if a plane came up short where they had to get access to it, it'll be great training.
Chief Putney says the training aircraft will be located near the airport's fire department and ready for exercises by about the first of the year. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.